Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Thanks to Cody Decker and James Fegan for joining us. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell for moderating the Twitch chat and producing our video feed. We thank the producers. They are Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, and Brandon Fryer. It's a fun Monday. It's nice. It's a beautiful day out. Go enjoy it. And part of your day, your soundtrack for your afternoon will be Parkins and Spiegel. Here they be.
That's us.
Damn Skippy.
What's up, boys?
Hi, men.
You guys talked about this bobblehead?
Yeah.
I've wanted to talk about this bobblehead like for weeks with the commercial promo, the Luis Robert and Eloy bobblehead.
Dan, turn it back around so the people on Twitch can see it.
So Luis is making a catch, or he's trying to shield the sun.
You can put it on top of the box if you want, actually. Well, that's good.
That juxtaposes what's...
The box, the picture on the box is funny. The bobblehead, not funny, unless you do this.
Eloy
looking at Robert, being like, hey, what are you doing? You're taking another ball from me. Funny. Him looking off into the distance, not funny.
Or this is also funny. Like
him not even watching the ball.
Oh, Robert's got it.
Like looking directly like what is this guy doing? Yeah. Check this dude out.
I was just wondering, like, when they kept running the promos for it, when they were losing more and more games and committing more and more errors and having more and more guys get season-ending injuries from colliding into each other. Is it still funny in that context when you guys every single day correctly are talking about coaches and like communication and a lack of a plan?
I thought and players only giving like 75%.
And they're promoting this bobblehead of like,
yeah.
our guy doesn't catch the ball because he keeps falling into things.
I thought the way that they hustled and got the Daryl Boston bobblehead of him with the hands down telling runners to slow up. You know, that was a really good bobble.
Self-aware.
Daryl is like, slow down. Andrew, slow down.
What I really like is the Daryl Boston bobblehead telling someone to get back to first.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
That'd be really nice.
Or telling somebody not to go to second when there's two outs on a sack fly and a runner. Just a few things.
Yesterday, I went for a run. It was my first run in a while. I got my Hyde Park 5K in.
Nice.
I'm walking back and I'm like, oh, it's about 9 o'clock. Hit and run's about to come on.
Yeah.
As I try to cool down, let me listen to Speegs. And I tuned into the first segment of Hit and Run, and Mr. Blowtorch had it going yesterday for the manager of the White Sox.
Mr. Blowtorch, rant me a rant. Boom, 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 boom.
Set him on fire.
And burn his pants. Yeah,
Mr. Like that. Blowtorch, that's my name. Name again is Mr. Blowtorch.
He just makes everything suck, you know? He really brings down the vibe of everything.
The Dementor.
Oh, his ideology just...
And Dr. Dementor.
It just doesn't even fit with the modern game in so many different ways. And it just really, it's such a drag to have so many moments of like, what's he doing? Oh, yeah, I know what he's doing. And it gets samey. I love the sameness of baseball, the constancy of baseball. But he turns me into Danny Parkins. He turns me into a guy.
I'm sorry.
I know. He turns me into a guy.
No one wants that. I have to live with being Danny Parkins. It's not enjoyable.
He turns me into a guy who's frustrated by baseball. Frustrated by the daily. And frustrated by like, oh, how's Tony going to piss me off today? How's Tony going to expose some dysfunctional, deep-seated problem in the organization today? Because he keeps exposing things, doesn't he? Like, oh, yeah, that sucks, and this sucks, and that sucks. And he sucks, and that's why I know that this sucks.
The romanticism of baseball can always be great. The companion sport aspect of it, having a beer at a ball game, the sun and all that. But in terms of the actual sports product, I'm not sure that there's anything worse than bad baseball.
Wait a second.
The Bears Saints game.
No.
It was, look,
it's one of 17.
The Rick Meyer Bears Saints game. The Todd Collins.
Danny, I know that it's not really on our radar.
You went back to Rick Meyer, but, Dan. That makes my point.
No, but more recently, what's the column that you wrote about just the horrible warlike experience we all had having to watch Bears game? That's not that long ago.
No, was that the Chiefs game with Caleb Haney?
I don't.
That might have.
It might have been.
You're making my point.
How about the national championship basketball game between Butler and UConn?
That's bad.
That's one game. That took two hours and 15 minutes one time, and I think they covered. I think I won money on that game. That game wasn't that bad.
I would offer up the hockey that was played.
No.
I know, but I would offer up the hockey that's been played by the Blackhawks over the last 2 years. Really, like, that's a slog trying to make it through one of those and it being one of 82.
Yeah, but
I know.
I mean, listen, you're as prepared as anybody.
It's still like you can't take your eyes off it just because of the nature.
Yes, you can.
The pace of it and the speed of it.
And
you don't like the
pace. Did you watch 82?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying, man. How many of these White Sox games at the end of the year do you think you will have watched? 140?
162 of them.
Yeah, I mean, you turned into all 9 innings every day of your vacation. That's impressive.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no,
really?
That's amazing. Yeah. So whatever it is. So 162, 120, 135.
It's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games, mm-hmm. man.
Dan, I was sitting on the most gorgeous night that Chicago's ever had at a great steakhouse drinking sangria, and I was watching the White Sox on my phone.
Yeah, I was just talking about the misery that
that's what I'm saying. I'm miserable.
What Tony La Russa has done, he's made me dread. I should see that MLB logo on that app here on my phone,
and
I should get excited. There should be a natural psychological schema that connects that.
I still have it.
Oh, no, I've got it, and I use it all the time professionally. But I don't want to feel dread. You feel dread when it's a text from your wife. You see the dots. It's like, it's like, okay, what broke?
Why is my wife texting you?
No, I'm just saying.
She wants to talk about Cubs baseball.
There's a crack in the windshield. The faucet's broken. Or so-and-so can't come today. We got to read it. Because you know that's going to be like something you got to deal with. I feel that way now when I push the MLB app. What do I have to deal with now? What's going to cost me psychic points here?
You're going to the wrong section. You're going to the wrong section. Click news or highlights, or the MLB Play app is nice. Within there's a beat the streak thing that you can do.
Texters are slightly missing my point, but they're playing a great game because now they're just naming individually untenable sporting events that they watch.
What we got?
Well, like Todd Collins against Jimmy Clausen, Bears Panthers.
That was the one.
That game right there.
That's on the top of my Bears, my horrendous Bears game.
Somewhere in my phone, it would take me a while to find it, but I have video of Matt Forte talking about that game when we were doing promos for NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah.
It is one of the funniest things. His Todd Collins impersonation is one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
I didn't know that people had Todd Collins impersonations.
Well, when you were the recipient of all the passes that
physicality of when he would actually try to throw the ball. He couldn't throw it anymore by then.
No, yeah. It is. And Spice Adams talks about that game. Oh, my God. I think it was maybe the first time I had Layla in studio. Spice was in here, too. And he talked about how bad that game was. just how awful it was. And he kept making Todd Collins older every time that he talked about him. He's like, he was 65 years old. He's 147 years old. He's out there quarterbacking. It's great.
Is the, because people like, to me, the bad football, by Wednesday or Thursday, you're still kind of ready for the next football game. Bad baseball's tough because the game can be 4 hours, and then they play at 11:30 the next morning.
Oh, well, yeah. Are you looking forward to watching Giolito try and figure it out tonight?
Yeah. Right. So like,
the, six that's starts? What I'm
these,
talking
these
about.
These next three are definitely some games where you go, you got some choices to make. Yeah. And your choices are, late. Am I going to stay up, or is this one of those games where I could hit record, wake up, and then watch the end of it on fast forward?
But what you have for these next three in terms of the White Sox is you have a chance to see one of the greatest players in the history of the game and the best player right now in the game, and also the reigning MVP, who was our generation's Babe Ruth, and they're still 12 and a half games back.
I enjoyed both of them being at the back of the fight yesterday.
How about that fight?
That's smart.
Too? We've got two former Cub red asses managing the respective teams.
Scott
too.
Service.
And Phil Nevin.
Yeah, Phil yeah. Nevin.
Right?
Always.
I told Dan today that if I were an Angel, if I were an Angel teammate, I would have tackled Shohei Ohtani and just sat on him.
Be careful.
Don't you move. This is not your fight, sir. Let these guys handle all of that.
Isn't there a picture from like a Larry Bird, Dr. J fight, a Celtics and Sixers fight?
So Dr. J smashes Larry Bird's face?
Well, I know there's two pictures I'm thinking of. And like, there's one where like they're holding each other's throat and they were kind of going at each other. But there's another where there's a big fight going on and the two of them are off sitting at like the half court
like the
area.
Goalies. Yeah. Like the typical.
It's like, let's let them take care of it.
But that's kind of the idea of the baseball fight. Is the baseball fight is usually go find your friend. And then you and your friend are like, oh.
How you been?
Hey, how the Hold kids, the man? I saw some of the stuff on Instagram. You guys are looking great. That's what you do.
Are you stealing Bitcoin these days?
Why is FTX still on the umpire's shirts when all of a sudden? But yesterday, that was not that. No, that was a Pier 6 brawl. I enjoyed it.
That was some serious stuff.
And that's the thing. We all enjoy it. But we're like, don't throw it, people. It's headhunting. Sports are trivial. But then when they actually kind of get mad at each other, it's good theater.
I don't like the throwing at the people.
Neither do I.
But I do like the fighting.
Yeah. But I'm just saying those two things are at least
connected.
They're cousins of each other, right?
Yeah.
But one usually leads to the other.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is a good, real sports fight.
Everyone's on equal ground in a fight where a guy with a projectile. Not fair ground.
I agree. I agree. I'm just saying they're related.
I don't know. If it were like mandatory kung fu, I'm down.
We're fighting CHGO tonight. Shane already said it.
So that's the game tonight? Wait, finally?
I'm going to go fight Herb.
Didn't Shane get run?
He got run out of a different league.
A different league. He'll tell the story on the air today.
It wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
Mike wasn't the umpire.
He's not
was
here
it?
Right now, I'm saying. Because he's not here for transition.
We got to save our best stuff, you know, man.
Yeah.
You can't go wasting it on YouTube, here, okay?
Herbie texted me today just to make sure that I'd be there so he could beat me up. So
that'd be funny.
That's hot. Is Zawoski playing?
I don't know, because I know that the Jay's daughter is in her own, like, he's coaching softball team.
Pretty high-level coach.
So I don't know if Jay will make it out, but I'll see the rest of the peeps over there.
It'd be funny if with the White Sox Blue Jays, when the hitting coach got ejected with bringing out the lineup card,
awesome.
If it just started before the first pitch, guys getting tossed.
All right, if anyone could do that, it would be Shane.
So tonight for Odyssey versus CHGO, you and Herb need to tussle.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that works.
Shane and who? Sean Anderson, since he's their White Sox guy?
That's good.
Is that a good matchup?
Opposing White Sox podcast.
Okay. Are you going, Tanny?
Yeah, I got to pick my car up from the shop. I got to return some videotapes.
Okay.
No, actually, I might go.
You might go.
You are going to go.
Tanny. Maybe I'll go. That could be fun.
Who's marking Hope?
I'm not going
to
go.
Yeah,
now.
Well, that's can Olin come out and just play tonight to deal with Hope a little bit?
Like that's in bad
come
taste.
Come on.
That's not
Where do you
soon?
Think I was going when I started with you and Herb?
Such a thing to say.
It's Shane and Sean.
The Bernstein and Holmes show does not condone any.
I just needed to get to the third matchup. Third was right, don't you think, Bernsie?
Yeah,
fourth could be good, but
it's got to be three or it's got to be 17.
Okay, my bad. Yep,
yeah.
My
bad.
Yeah, three, yeah, the rule.
Just, don't blow up the spot, Danny. Damn.
My apologies. I was like, wait, 2 minutes ago, you're like, I liked the fight. Now it's 2 o'clock. You're like, I, what a terrible
I don't
do
like
that.
When these are people we know.
A little bit too close to home.
Speaking of 2 o'clock, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. That's for you, Tanny. That's for you.
A double fist pump. There.
Yeah, well, since the new
he could have gone Jesse Winker.
He's like Rene Runcour.
I think did someone send Jesse Winkler a pizza?
Jesse Winker got a pizza.
Winker.
Do you know about that, Danny? It is adorable.
No.
It is, yeah. So it's unbelievably adorable what happened. A Mariners fan from Arkansas was watching and decided, you know what, Jesse Winker?
Start of a limerick.
I know. But she loved the idea that he got thrown out and stood up for the Mariners. So she looked up a pizza place 9 miles away from the Big A and ordered a Grubhub. And got it delivered to the visitor's clubhouse in Anaheim. And she's following along. She's texting with the driver. And the driver's worried that he wasn't going to get there. But he got through. He got the pizza to Jesse Winker. Jesse Winker DM'd Sophie, the Mariners fan from Arkansas, and said, I got the pizza. Thank you so much. It was delicious.
I ate the pizza. All by myself. Nobody else eats.
And then the driver... who like busted his ass to figure out a way to park and walk it in there and actually get it to them. He gave the Mariners fan his Venmo. She sent it out into the world and said, hey, if you're a Mariners fan, Mariners Twitter, help him out. And he got like 300 or 400
That's
different tips.
Outstanding. Oh,
cool. And he says it's like the tip of a lifetime. He said, I don't even know baseball. He's a cricket fan. And now he's like, I hope my son plays baseball. This is a beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. So did you write this?
I write it. I know.
Like, this is like a Spiegel special
right here. The vibes are unbelievable.
It wasn't the cutest thing that happened over the weekend in sports, though. Did you see the dog on the field in the Peru-Venezuela Copa qualifier?
I did not.
It's so great.
So out of nowhere, in the middle of the game, the play-by-play is going on, and here comes a random, I couldn't even
black
tell what
lab,
it was.
Black lab, right?
Black lab, mostly, okay? And just running, and then runs up to the goalkeeper and just lays down, and the goalkeeper starts rubbing its side.
Then
the dog's like, oh, if we're doing this, we're doing full belly rubs. And just like, sure, who else wants to give me belly rubs? That's what I'm here for. And then ran over to another player. It's like, huh? Rubs? Rubs for me? Come on, I'm here. The referee. And it was minutes. And eventually they're like, we have to carry the dog off the field.
But then they did the thing of like, oh, here, let's get a bunch of nets and a guy with a bucket and let's chase the dog out of here. When they, like, the dog was exactly the way that you wanted him. You got the dog, like, happy and docile, getting belly rubbed.
Yeah, just pick him up at that point.
That's it. That's all you got to do is pick him up because he's so happy. He's such a good boy.
Is there a Spanish language play-by-play?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very much so.
Is it Pat Hughes? Somehow.
Del Perro está en el campo.
Keep going.
Having the time of his life.
Yes. That guy still have a big career, right? He's still on ESPN Deportes. A guy who Van Joseph down on the sideline having the time of his life. I feel like
Sergio
that did derail
Dip.
It. What?
Sergio Dip. Is
Sergio
the
Dip.
Name.
Sergio
yeah.
Dip.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
That sounds like an SCTV character, doesn't it?
Sergio Dip.
Who put the bar in the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
So what else did you guys talk about today? What? Sports? Things?
You guys Bulls? Did some sports today?
Did you bracket Dalen Terry with a preview of what he might say and then break down hardcore what he did say?
Well, we both kind of walked away going he was much more subdued than what we've seen from him before he was a Bull.
Yeah, they were like, this guy is the loudest guy in the gym. Now we'd like to introduce you to Mr. Terry. He's like, I'm just really happy to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I'm looking forward to working out, and no, I have not been in contact with any of my teammates.
Yeah, it was typical 19-year-old rookie.
Hey, Terry!
Terry!
Big city stuff. I'm sure he'll open
up. All I know is, if he really is what they say he is in the gym, I want him guarding Patrick Williams every day. I want that to be his assignment right now.
Oh, that'd be a nice way to get some utility out of him.
Ball of fire. Like, activate the Williams motor. And if it takes this guy being just be an absolute pain in his ass, don't let him get to his car without going through you.
I think we don't consider players' value as a practice tool way.
Sure we do.
Well, sometimes when we draft them, we don't.
What did Kevon Looney say about Draymond? He said it. They were talking about like what he has learned about those guys every single day going up against each other and the guys who really do work hard and that kind of effort and energy and toughness.
All right. Well, if he brings that kind of value and helps to unlock Patrick, that would obviously be a massive thing. But did you guys hear AK this morning or Arturis Karnishevas with Mully and Haw this morning in the 8 o'clock hour? He used the word continuity again.
Core continuity.
And a lot. And he is committed, and they are committed to rolling it back with what they have as
committed
best they can.
Core continuity.
Mm-hmm. Triple C.
Matt Eberflus would love it.
I know. I was trying to get that for Dan so that he would have that the Bulls are CCC, baby.
Add an H in there. Somehow it's going to get some of that in there. But he's committed.
Extra CCCH.
I got to say, I enjoyed the conjecture about what they might do a lot more than the fallout of what they have done and what they're going to do.
Yeah, because it was hope trafficking.
Yeah.
Because you were...
With myself!
Yeah, you were dreaming of huge things.
I was.
And they stood pat at 18th and took a kid who probably is going to struggle to crack the rotation, which is just the reality of the 18th pick. Tough to get excited.
Don't read the all-time number 18 picks.
I heard you do it. That was good. I'm not saying the players were good. I'm saying it was good radio. Not surprised that Patrick Williams isn't playing in summer league. Not a lot of third-year players who are, you know, top five picks are playing in summer league. I am a little surprised Io isn't. Like, summer league's littered with second-year, second-round pickups. I know he outperformed it, but like, hey, go be the lead guard and win us a summer league title and be a little bit more offensive oriented.
I'm a little surprised.
If
maybe it's like we did kind of run you into the ground.
He outperformed it.
Strictly like a minutes thing. Like we weren't expecting to do that to you anyway. Mm-hmm. And take the summer off, Io.
Maybe. I guess I just it's weird. Like, we think about guys through their pedigree of where they came from and where they were drafted. I know I'm still doing it with Tevin Jenkins. In theory, once you put the pro uniform on, you're supposed to throw all of that stuff out. But his profile is the exact type of player that would play in summer league. But I think they're just like, you're too good.
Yeah, well, it's
interesting. You are now too good.
Because P. Will last year in summer league, like what kind of minutes did he get the year before?
But he was injured, so he really needed summer league. And to Lawrence's point, Io had plenty of minutes and plenty of game action. But just second year guy, second round pick, not going to start at point guard. Go be the starter and the best player on our summer league team. And can you average 20 a night? Like I guess if you would have said yesterday, does Io play summer league? I would have said yes. So. Mildly surprised by that. But we got a fun show today. Steve Stone will join us at 4 o'clock. We are going to unveil, we have no idea if this will be a one-time thing, if we're going to do it often, or who else we should do it with, but we are going to do a new interview series called the Anything But Interview Series, meaning we are going to interview someone about anything but why we know them.
Oh, okay.
That's a good way to get guests to want to do the interview.
Yes. Because everybody wants to talk about stuff.
Getting right to the crux of the issue, Dan. So our first one is Kyle Long. So we will talk to Kyle Long about anything but football coming up today at 3
o'clock. I have a lot of football questions I want to ask him.
Yeah, but no, but that would be
great. A couple great shots he posted on Instagram of him on the course.
So getting into golf, loves the F1.
Talk to him about the White Sox, being a White Sox prospect.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. New father in the last couple months. So
you guys can bond on that.
Yeah, we bond on that. And he like is best friends with Shane.
And isn't his brother ranking bottled waters I don't know if you saw any of that. I think it was because I follow both of them because they're both really entertaining.
Yeah.
I think it was his brother who was insisting that there are huge differences between various brands of bottled still water.
I don't follow Chris. I'll have to. We'll ask him. Yeah. We'll ask him in the anything but.
Yeah, check it out. Make sure I'm right.
I know people who believe that, who like swear by Dasani. I know people who swear by Dasani.
Get Aquafina out of here.
Salt.
What's that?
Because it's full of salt.
Oh, yeah. That's probably it. Yeah.
Is that the reason why?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, look, read the ingredients.
And there are people who hate it for that reason.
Oh, God.
Hmm. They will tell you anything but.
But he was talking about like Aquapana versus Fiji versus some of these sort of, you know, high-end expensive waters.
Aquapana is number one. He said it's like drinking a cloud.
So it is. I was right.
It is phenomenal. Aquapana is great. In the big glass bottle. More satisfying when it's in the glass bottle.
We've got to go.
Bye, boys.
So that's it.
Okay. Goodbye. Bernstein and Holmes.
That was very declarative.
Yeah. They are off the clock.
Yeah.
It is our burden to carry the rest of the way. Tanny's Open kicks us off, and then everything that everyone is saying about Tony La Russa is true. It's still not the biggest issue with the White Sox. We will start with what at least I believe it to be. That is next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.